From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Voters in the Cairo-Durham School District go to the polls December 11th to vote on a $28.9 million capital project that would modernize outdated classrooms, create new science labs, and repair athletic fields. District Business Administrator Jeffrey Murillo said the annual local share will be nearly $700,000 a year over 22 years, totaling $15.3 million. Funding sources include $2.4 million from the district's capital reserve and fund balance, as well as $11.1 million in state building aid. For property owners, the proposal means a tax increase of $33.75 a year for a home assessed at $100,000. Superintendent Anthony Taibbi said the district is hoping to finish the project under budget. Taibbi said, and I quote, "Our goal is to come in under this, but we want to make sure that everyone knows what the maximum impact will be," end quote. If the referendum passes, the proposal will then be presented to the State Education Department. It is expected to take 40 weeks for that approval, which would lead to bids going out next winter. The project will be discussed at the December 6 Board of Education meeting. Polls will be open in the Cairo-Durham Middle School cafeteria 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, December 11th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ken Levette is reporting for the Daily News. New York increases state legislator pay using stipends more than any other states. The commission currently considering a pay raise for lawmakers may also look into whether reforms are needed in how stipends are awarded to individual legislators. The base salary of New York lawmakers is $79,500, the third highest among state legislatures in the nation, behind California and Pennsylvania. However, in New York, the majority of state lawmakers also receive stipends for chairing committees, serving as minority ranking committee members, or holding leadership positions. Those stipends can range from $9,000 to the $41,500 a year given to legislative leaders. According to the State Pay Raise Commission, 160 of 213 New York State legislators receive some kind of stipend that boosts their pay. Critics have long argued the stipends are used by legislative leaders to buy loyalty from their members. Read the full story in the Daily News. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County officials are discussing the possibility of banning single-use plastic bags. The matter is currently under consideration by the County Board of Supervisors County Government Committee at the urging of 4th Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman. Ulster County Executive Michael Hines signed a similar ban in that county into law on October 18th. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matthew Morrell suggested this week the county take a step back and wait to see what the state does during the upcoming legislative session. A ban proposed by Governor Andrew Cuomo in April went nowhere, and several bills introduced in the State Assembly and Senate did not move forward before the session ended in June. The supervisors agreed that something has to be done to move away from the use of single-use plastic bags, but disagree on how that should be done. Stuyvesant Town Supervisor Ronald Knott said, and I quote, "I think this should start with the stores. They can charge a fee for plastic bags and push people to use reusable bags," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. John Bowden is reporting for The Hill. U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney has withdrawn his name from consideration for chairman of the Democratic Party's congressional campaign arm, according to a letter sent to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. In the letter, Maloney thanked Pelosi for her consideration and pointed to his recent hospitalization due to a bacterial infection as the reason for ending his campaign. Maloney, on November 28th, requested a delay on the vote to lead the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, but wrote one day later that his condition would require, and I quote, "a few days of intensive treatment," end quote. The race to lead the DCCC is now a three-way contest between Representatives Susan Delbene of Washington, Sherry Bustos of Illinois, and Denny Heck, also of Washington. Read the full story in The Hill. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.